bring in, speaking about an old broadcast buddy, bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You got that right, Marshall.
Hey, you sound much better today.
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling better. So, yep, the antibiotics doing their thing, and I'm still on it, by the way. You know, they tell you, you have to take all of them even as you're feeling better.
Yeah.
So I'll be taking these antibiotics until Friday. Can't wait to be off those. But in the meantime, the weather is just great. Great, 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 great. You'll have lots of sun today. There'll be some clouds around, but still, lots of sun with a high nearing 80. And then tonight will be clear, 50 to 55. There'll be some 40s here and there. Thursday and Friday, sunny, low to mid-70s. And Saturday, sun and clouds. I think highs will be in the 70s. I think tomorrow night, Marshall sitting down. Tomorrow night, we could be looking at 40 to 45.
Well, you know, I've resigned myself to the fact that this is the time of year.
It is.
And like even this morning, when I left my house, it was 53.
Yeah.
And you know what I said to myself? It actually felt like a nice little wake-up call. I've resigned myself to the fact that right now, this is how I will transition into the cooler weather. I'll greet the morning when I walk out there as a like almost like putting on a little aftershave after you shave.
Okay. You know, next Thursday fall arrives. So this is the last full week of summer. And this weekend is the last weekend of summer. I know, don't get depressed.
No, I'm already, you know, when I drive in and it's pitch black, you know, me,
remind you of the fall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm there already, so I'm past that hump now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be appreciative of the good days that we get, and I'm not going to focus on the negative.
And we have plenty of good days ahead, right into, and I think through the weekend. Little concern. My concern is, I could tell you, Marshall, the high that's giving us this beautiful weather will slide off New England Sunday. And when that happens sometimes, you have a return to moisture and you have more in the way of cloud cover than the models pick up. So my concern on Sunday is that it will be more cloudy than partly cloudy or partly sunny. I don't see any rain at this point, but I do see that things could turn a little more gray on Sunday, but today's Wednesday. We'll watch that. We'll see what goes on there. I have to tell you that yesterday morning, for those of you who've been following Marshall and myself with the bump out of my summer cabin, and that the town, but the association, of course, gave me the permit with no problem. But then you have to get the permit from the town. And initially, I was putting in or moving the kitchen and putting in a septic. And they started a whole big thing on that. So I backed off of that. And I said, you know, redraw the plans. I said to Danny, my contractor. He redrew the plans. It's just a bump out for more space. They're still giving us a hard time. So yesterday, my contractor texted me. And he said, call the town inspector, Tom. Let me know what he says. I said, okay, fine. I don't even know his number, but I got his number. I called and the lady answered. And she said, how can I help you? I said, I'd like to speak with Tom. She said, he's on the other phone. How can I help you? And I gave her the address. She goes, oh, yes. Oh, she goes, that permit is pending because the health department needs to question you. I said, the health department did question me. 2 weeks ago, I spoke with Pam. She told me that if she had questions, she got back to me. She hasn't gotten back to me. I'm assuming there's no questions. So what's the holdup on the permit? Hold on. Waited 15 minutes. Tom picked up. I introduced myself. Very nice man. And he goes, you know, I'm a government staff, you know, blah, 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 blah. We have to go by protocol. Yeah. I know that, Tom. Tom, do you know how many people in that lake have done this without a permit? And he goes, I guess so, but I don't need to know that. I said, well, I'm just telling you that. I said, you know, I'm trying to work by the books here. I said, and I'm the one that's getting hung. I said, I would have been better off doing this letter permit. Well, no, then if we would have come across it and find, you know, blah, blah. I said, I understand, Tom. The fact is, I spoke with your health department 2 weeks ago. He goes, you did? I said, yes. So what is the holdup? Okay, I'm on my way to court right now, but give me your telephone number and I promise I will get to the bottom of this. I'll try to expedite it and I'll get back to you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate everything you do. And that's it. So that's where we are.
So now we'll see if he gets back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Totally.
It's ridiculous.
Totally, totally, totally ridiculous. Especially when my lovely neighbor next to me built a cabin three times her original size, sunk in a septic tank without a permit, has a shower, has solar on her roof, has TV, you know, everything that electric will do, she has done, and she's done everything without a permit. Right next to me.
It'll catch up to her, though. It'll catch up to her when they want to sell it.
Well, maybe.
No, it will. It will. It will. All those things are illegal. All those things are illegal, so she won't be able to sell it as
until
is.
She has, yeah. Until she has all the documentation.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, so that was my... I'm still very upset about it.
Well, you should be. Well, you should be, yeah.
Very upset about it. And I told them, too. I said, you know, Tom, 20 years ago when I had a deck, I said all I wanted to do was screen it in so I could sit out there and not get bit up at night. And he goes, yeah. I said, I had to appear before the entire board. I had to take a day off from my job and get up there for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, and I had to have my lawyer represent me. He goes, are you kidding me? I said, no. And I said, get this. They charged me $850 for the permit. And then they asked me to send out 26 certified letters to the neighbors on each side of me. And that doesn't include the lake. The neighbors who have, you know, year-round homes. I said, 26 of them. Do you know what it cost certified and the work that went into that? He goes, well, what was their problem? I said, their problem was that they were hoping I was not going to make that a bedroom by screening it in. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to screen in my deck to make it a bedroom. I said, that was 20 years ago. I said, since then, people have not only put up decks, but have screened it. He started laughing. He goes, yeah, I know where you're coming from. I said, so give me a break. I'm trying to do things here by the book, and this is what I get. He goes, I'll try to expedite it for you. So I'm hoping. You know, sometimes, Marshall, it just does not pay to be good.
Yeah, well, you know, but everybody else who's done everything wrong,
right?
When they go for their big payday, oh, we invested in this house and we're going to get big returns. Guess what? It's going to be a big slap in the face.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But anyhow, when I get word, I will let you know. And then I will, you know, when the whole thing's done, I will take pictures before and after so you can see the work that's being done. But in the meantime, Marshall, I have nothing to do. I'm watching the tropics, by the way. There's a system in the South Central Atlantic that could become Fiona. And it's moving toward the Leeward Islands. So we'll be watching that. Aside from that one system, the tropics are quiet.
All right. Well, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Mañana is Thursday.
Yes. All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.